You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and joining me now is Keith Palke, Scoutmaster for Juno Cub Scouts Pac-10. Welcome, Keith.
Hello.
And we also have one of your scouts on the call. Welcome to First Class Scout Kelsey Powers. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
Kelsey, let's start with you. Tell me about your pack, your scouts.
Well, there are eight of us. There are eight of us, and we all are obviously in scouts. And then there are two, among the eight of us, there are two girls.
And can you tell me what it means to be a first-class scout?
It's one of the ranks in scouting, but it is kind of like in the middle of all the ranks.
So there's room to rise in the ranks. What are some of the things that you did over the past year, like in 2020 with COVID and everything?
Well, we've done a lot of camping, and we meet every week, and we've worked on merit badges.
2020 was pretty rainy. I didn't do too much camping myself. How did you stay dry?
By bringing lots of extra gear and being able to just having the outdoor skills in order to know when you need to put more gear on or when to take some off.
What do you think are some of the most valuable skills that you've learned in scouts?
One of the most valuable skills was probably learning how to, like, survive in the outdoors and, like, how to start a fire.
What's a good way to start a fire when it's like, wet outside?
Well, you have to have lots of materials, like, you need to have tinder, kindling, and then the fuel, which, like, bigger pieces of wood. So you have to have all of that, and you have to light it right. It's kind of iffy on if you can get it started the first try or not.
I've never had much luck with it. Not the best fire starter myself, but I was never a scout, so that's probably why. Keith, over to you. What would you add? Can you tell me a little bit about the pack of scouts that you head up?
Well, there's two different groups that if you're not familiar with scouts, their Cub Scouts are the elementary age kids, and they're in packs. And then the scouts are the sixth grade through high school, 11 through 17. And that's where Kelsey's in there now. She's in what was formerly Boy Scouts. And we've just gone co-ed to catch up with the rest of the world a couple of years ago. And just last weekend, the very first female Eagle Scouts in the United States were honored on this last weekend. So that's a pretty big step, big changes. February is normally celebrated as the birthday of scouting in the United States. In 1910 was when scouting started in the United States. And in 1930, Cub Scouts started. And then just a couple of years ago, they opened it up to females. And so it's pretty amazing that almost 1,000 young women have made it to Eagle Scout in the last 2 years. Especially this last year with COVID, it's made everything twice as complicated. As Kelsey mentioned, we've continued to camp every month, but it's made everything more complicated. Instead of sharing tents, everyone has to have their own tent. If we were lucky enough to rent a cabin, we couldn't stay in it. We used it to warm up and to cook, but we still all stayed outside in tents. And we have a small troop, only, like Kelsey said, only eight people. So we're able to meet indoors under COVID protocol, but it's still, everything's more difficult. The big events, there's normally a big winter snow cave camping event called Frostbite. That's in spring break every year. That's a highlight of scouting in Southeast Alaska. It's over the border out of Skagway, and it was canceled last year because of COVID, and it'll be canceled again this year because of COVID. So that's really a disappointment. But we're looking forward to summer camp this year. The camp is going to be open out at Eagle River Scout Camp. Anyone who's interested, I like to point out, scouting is open to everyone. You can join anytime. If you have any questions, they can get a hold of me, or they can get online and find several sites to find out. There's troops and packs all over Juneau. Our troop meets downtown, and we have most of our kids are from downtown or Douglas, but there's several more out in the valley.
Well, I know that 2020 wasn't the most fun year for scouts, but I'm sure they still managed to have a good time anyway. I wanted to hear a little bit about the first ever virtual Pinewood Derby. I know that made a bit of a splash. It was January 23rd, and scouts from Ketchikan and Craig and Sitka and Juneau all participated. Kelsey, were you a part of that?
I was not.
Okay. How about Keith? Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Her little brother was. So that's a Cub Scout event, Pinewood Derby, and it's a highlight of the Cub Scout year, where you start with a really basic block of wood kit, and you carve it and paint it and make it into a car that is gravity driven down a track. And it's a really fun experience for the scout to work with an adult and make this car and then race it. And we were racking our brains, me and a couple other leaders here in town, and how we were going to do that this year because of COVID, where the schools where we normally hold this were not open, and the church where we meet, it was not open. And so we got this idea of trying to do a virtual one, and then we discovered that Resurrection Lutheran Church has a really nice studio set up now for what they call Juneau Live, and they offered to help us put this thing on live on YouTube. And so we said, well, if we're going to do that, we may as well see if any of the other groups want to join. And we got a hold of PAX from Ketchikan and Sitka and Craig, and they all flew their cars in and all participated. So we had almost 80 cars racing. It was really, really quite a fun event. And I don't know if we'll ever try it again, because hopefully we won't be under these restrictions by next February, but it was pretty fun.
It sounds like it was a cool event to watch and to be a part of. Kelsey, what are you looking forward to doing with your scout pack this coming year?
Well, next year I'm hoping to be able to go to Frostbite, and I really don't know what else I'm looking forward to. Scout camp and high adventure I'm looking forward to doing.
That sounds like fun. And were you aware of the first female Eagle Scouts in the U.S. being honored, and how did you feel about that?
I didn't really know about it. Like, I knew it was going on, but I didn't necessarily pay attention to it. But it's really cool to see other girls be able to achieve what I want to achieve one day.
I agree. How do you think you might be able to help more kids like you join the Scouts?
By just spreading the word that girls are now able to join, and just by saying, like, any girl who is, or anyone who's interested in learning outdoor skills and things like that can join.
I think a lot of them would enjoy it, so it's great that you've been able to share your experiences with us today. And Keith, I know that you're probably looking for volunteers to help with leading scout packs. Any suggestions as to how people might get involved?
Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a total volunteer organization. There's no paid staff in Southeast Alaska, so we're always looking for more help. If you've been involved with scouting before, that's great. But if you're not, it doesn't matter. We still, anyone can join. You're vetted. They do a background check, and you do a youth protection training, and then you get your training for whatever you want to help with. But we're always looking for more people to help with. There's over 100 different merit badges that are offered by scouting, and from everything from plumbing to pioneering to welding to fishing. And we're always looking for people interested in teaching those. And there's you can go to scouting.org. We'll get you the big national start and answer any questions you have about scouting. And scoutingalaska.org is the specific for Alaska. And if you're interested in just donating, I mean, our major fundraiser for the year is selling popcorn. And of course, that was difficult this year too, because of COVID. And so like every nonprofit, we're struggling for fundraising, and we are a pick, click, give organization. If you're still doing your permanent fund, you can go in there and search for the Great Alaska Council and donate that way.
All right. Well, Keith and Kelsey, thanks so much for coming on today and updating us on the Scouts. I always like to hear about your organization. I'm so glad that going co-ed has been a good experience for everybody. And thanks again so much for sharing about your activities last year and this upcoming year. And best of luck. I hope that COVID eases enough for you to do all the things that you want to do.
Well, thank you. Yes, like I said, hopefully we'll have lots of fun at Scout Camp in June. And I hope there's a 4th of July parade. We'll put a float together for the parade if there's going to be a parade this year.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.